lift our voices and praise the God who saved us. Father, we love you, we honor you, we worship you, we thank you for loving us, we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, we worship you, Father.
The promise.
Jesus came to Nazareth at the beginning of his ministry. He went to the synagogue and stood up to read the scriptures. He opened the scroll of Isaiah the prophet and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. This was his ministry. This is the Jesus that we worship. This is what he wants to do today, to set people free, to enable us to see. Thank you, Lord.
Could I just ask you a question? Do you believe Jesus rose from the dead?
Yes.
Good. Not everybody said yes. If you can't say yes, you're not a Christian. You can't be trusting in Jesus. That's not a condemnation. That means you need to come to Jesus and you need to ask him to be your saviour. Do you believe Jesus rose from the dead?
Yes.
Praise God. Just like to read you something from Ephesians chapter 1, and Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and this is the punchline, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. So that basically means that the power on Easter Sunday morning, which we celebrated last week, that brought Jesus out of the tomb and put life into his dead body, that same power works in us. And that same power is here this morning. And I really believe that God wants to stir us in our faith this morning. You know, we sing these wonderful words. He's a way maker, a miracle worker. So they go on. I was writing them down, but in my rush to get here, I left my notebook behind. But my memory's not very good. But we sung those words, and they're powerful words. And I just believe that God wants us to reach out this morning. You know, sometimes we have a time of ministry. I don't know whether we're having one, but if we do, God wants to reach you this morning. You know, we sometimes sit in our seats and we say, well, not many people get healed, so I don't think I'll go forward. But then if you don't go, you'll never know. And we've had two incredible testimonies of healings in this church in the last few weeks. They're the ones we know about, the some we don't know about. And whatever you're feeling this morning, there may be things in your life that are holding you, things, there may be sins that you keep doing, and you say, I want to be free, I want Jesus to set me free, I want to know Jesus better. Well, if there's a time of ministry, and I expect we'll have to have one now, please come forward. Please reach out to him this morning, because that same power that rose Jesus from the dead is here. And if you don't try, you'll never know. Thank you.
Morning, folks. It's really good to see you all. As Rob said at the start, it's not quite as we were expecting this morning. Graham was due to preach this morning, but he's unwell. But we were due to have a time of prayer, and I just felt that it'd be good to take a little bit of time to teach into a prayer a little bit before we do pray. Anthony's obviously helped us out there, reminding us about the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that our God is a healing God. And Christine actually read the passage of scripture that I'm going to start off from as well. So you know, God uses these things, doesn't he? I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. We just trust God. And I believe that God wants to impact lives this morning, to transform us and to draw us closer to him and make us more like Jesus. So there's no PowerPoint. It's just, I don't know how long it's going to be, to be fair. You know, let's see where the Spirit leads us. But I'm going to read that passage that Christine read again, because I think it's just so incredible. So it was Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 14 to 19. As I say, there's no PowerPoint, but so Jesus has been in the desert. Now, you may remember that he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, having been baptized in the water, and then the Spirit of God poured out on him. The Spirit took him into the desert. And then the devil came and tempted him right at the end. And then after that, we come to this point in Luke's passage. And it says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. So he's coming back ready for this ministry to spread the word, to tell others. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues. And everyone praised him. And he went to Nazareth, where he grew up, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. And this is what Christine read to us. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Jesus came to share good news. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. So Jesus not only came to bring good news, but part of that good news was freedom for the prisoners. And he wasn't talking about those who were stuck in physical jail, but in spiritual prison, with chains wrapped around them, spiritual chains. And that's, Jesus came to bring freedom and recovery of sight for the blind. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. Good news, freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind. So I've come to heal the sick and the lame and the blind and to set the oppressed free. So all everything else gets encompassed in this. If you're oppressed in any way, Jesus came to free you and then to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. But actually that year is ongoing. We are in the year of the Lord's favor now. Now you may say, okay, that's Jesus. It's not me, you know. Jesus could do all these things, but not me. Well, let's move on a little bit as we go through into Acts. So now Jesus has died on the cross. He's been resurrected, and then he's gone up into heaven, having said to his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. We've had the day of Pentecost, so the Spirit has been poured out on the upper room, and we've already seen 3,000 plus added to the church in one sermon. Acts 3, verses 1 to 16. So Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 16. It's a familiar story. It says, one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg. Now, we have to consider there was no NHS, there was no government handouts. This man was destitute, and the way he got by was he begged. He couldn't even make it to the temple gates on his own. He had to be taken there so that he could beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money, because that's what everyone gave him or didn't give him. That's all anyone else had. They could give him money, but that was it. It wasn't really, really what he wanted, was it? You know, money was helped, but he wanted healing. He wanted transformation. And Peter looked straight at him, and as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have." You can imagine the man's face at that point, can't you? "Well, I'm after money, you said you've got none." But he keeps looking. "But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." I love this, because this is so helpful for us. In the name of Jesus, not in my name, not through my abilities, but in Jesus' name, walk. And taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. It's great, isn't it? God gets the glory here, praising God. And when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. And when Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you?" It would have surprised me, but why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? So Peter is instantly saying, no, it's God. It's not me. Nothing to do with me. It's God. "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead." Isn't that what Anthony just shared a few minutes ago? God power raised Jesus from the dead. And we are witnesses of this. And we are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that's completely healed him, as you can all see. So it's not just that Jesus did it when he walked the earth, but Jesus did it through Peter and through John. And a little further on in Acts chapter 16, they're talking about the Apostle Paul, verses 16 to 18. And this would be Luke writing, "Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit," so that is an evil spirit, "by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved.' She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul got so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' And at that moment, the spirit left her." So there again, in Jesus' name, not in Paul's name, but Jesus. And the spirit was obedient and left her. One more passage of scripture. This is Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And this is now, again, talking about Jesus. "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." That's some statement, isn't it? That the Creator God raised Jesus, his Son, to life and seated him at his right hand and gave him a name that is above every name, that every knee should bow, every tongue acknowledge that he is Lord. Even the evil spirits acknowledge Jesus is Lord. So, just wrapping this up, it's not our own ability or strength or authority. We don't stand before the lame beggars of this world in our own strength, because all we would have might be money. But that's not what they want. The lame and beggars of this world need God. And we stand, just as Peter and John did, in his name, if he is our Lord and Saviour, with his spirit in us, the same spirit who healed the beggar. We petition heaven for them. Only God heals. Only God breaks through. But we lift them up, and God shows up. And it's my encouragement this morning that we grasp the truth of that. That it's not our ability, it's not how often we've spent in prayer the day before, or how long we've spent in our Bibles. God heals because God wants to heal. Our role is to lift them up. And in a few minutes, we're going to do just that. But I wanted to for Thomas to play us a song in a moment. This is one we've been singing lately. And there's some incredible truths in here. And I just want us to listen to it, grasp a hold of these truths, because with them we're going to stand and pray together some of these truths out. And you maybe, as you listen to this song, start thinking about those folk in your lives that you want to be praying for, that you want to be lifting up so that God will turn up in their lives. So just go ask Thomas, could you just play that song for us? And please do just concentrate on the words of this song.
Peace within your presence has speak, Jesus.
So much in that song, isn't there? So incredible. So simple. Because it's not about us, it's about him. But there's so much covered. Peace in his presence. Addictions broken. Hope and freedom. He is power. He is healing. He is life. Strongholds. Chains broken. Shadows illuminated. A burning fire. Praying over fear and anxiety and depression. So much in here. And this is our God. This is what he said he came to do.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to stand. I'd like Thomas to play that song quietly in the background, and I'd like us all just to take an opportunity to pray out over family, friends, neighbourhoods, work colleagues, in fact, anybody and everybody who God lays on your heart. And then we'll do that as this song plays, and then I'll just wrap this section up in prayer, and then I'll ask Christine and the band to come back. We'll have a short period of worship, but I think it's also a good opportunity for folk, if they want to come forward, to be prayed for as well. So, Thomas, if you just pray that nice and quietly in the background, and let's just pray as you feel led, because we all can pray in the name of Jesus.
Darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Oh.
Lord Jesus,
Jesus in the street.
We want to come in your name, because only your name is there power. Only in your name is there healing. Only in your name is the release of captives. Only in your name is the transformation of lives. Only in your name is the victory. And only in your name is eternal life. Lord, I just want to pray for your peace in this place, on lives that are affected through those who are here. Lord, where names have been raised up to you, I pray for peace in countless lives. Your peace, Lord, not just a worldly peace, but your peace, your presence, your love in lives. I pray, Lord, for addictions to be broken, where folk are caught up in addiction. I pray in the name of Jesus, be broken. I pray for freedom and for hope where there is only despair. For release for the captives. For your healing power to be at work in many countless lives. Lord, we know that you are the same today as you were yesterday and will forever be. We pray for your light to come into the shadows and for your fire to break out in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and the lives of those that are around us. We pray against fear and anxiety and depression. And we pray against all the works of the enemy. May they be broken in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that your name would be raised up, whether it's on the mountains or in the streets, in our families, in our workplaces, the name of Jesus, a banner over us. Amen. And we pray that the enemy would be broken, his schemes stopped, for our lives to be released in you, Lord. Amen. Let's invite the band up. If you would like prayer, please do come just down to this corner over here. There'll be a few of us down here who would love to pray for you. It is just Jesus' name. It's not our name. It's not our abilities. But Jesus is here. Please do come and be prayed for. Thank you.
So we'll sing See on the Hill of Calvary, what he's done, all the glory and the honor to the Son. So stand if you're able.
Death is dead and done. His life has Thank you, Christine and the band. Just conclude our meeting and just close in prayer. Father God, we just want to thank you today for the way in which you have moved amongst us. Thank you for that we have known your touch in this meeting, Lord. Thank you for spoken to us, Lord, through your word. Lord, help us to continue to carry those words and all that you're doing in our lives, to carry them out of this meeting, Lord, and just to know your love and your peace and your strength through this week and the different situations we find ourselves in. Just continue, we pray, to bless us, to enable us, Lord, to share you with others, Lord, to be confident in you, Lord, and to be able to step out in you. Lord, just bless each one of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a couple of reminders. Life groups meet Tuesdays and Thursdays, so please do get along to those meetings. And if you want to know more about them, there's a flyer over there about life groups, so please do pick one up so you've got that information. It's been really good to have some guests with us this morning. Thanks for coming along to us to meet with us and to join with us. If you have a welcome pack, then please do fill in the Connect card and put it in the offering box over here. And if I can just remind parents, please don't forget to collect your children. It's 11:45. That's about 3 minutes. So that then, obviously, the people down there can get things organised and pack things away. So may the Lord just bless you this week, and may you know his presence this week. Amen.